The scents of freshly baked pies are set to waft through West Vancouver Municipal Hall. After baking up goodies in West Vancouver's Ambleside for more than 30 years, Savory Island Pie Company is set to expand into the district's place of politics. The project was discussed by council behind closed doors, with a budget of $100,000 that was passed as part of West Vancouver's Phase 2 capital budget last fall. Any additional costs will be covered by the vendor. In Mayor Mark Sager's January 23 newsletter, partnering on a new coffee bar in the atrium of Municipal Hall, was included under a list of recent actions and accomplishments. The project was initiated by council's desire to provide an additional gathering place in the community, as a place for interaction, said district spokesperson Carrie Gadsby. Several local businesses were approached by the district, and Savory Island was selected on the merits of its proposal, Gadsby said. There was no public bid process for the project. This is not a lucrative business opportunity, and the purchasing manager made the decision that a public notice and public competition was not required, Gadsby said. He then advised corporate services that they could enter into direct negotiations with any firm willing to consider this. More than one business was approached that turned staff down, she said. The original decision not to post a public notice was made when the concept was a coffee cart, Gadsby said. The final version is slightly more sophisticated, but still does not warrant a public process, which is costly for both the district and business. According to district policy, there is no requirement for revenue contracts to go to a public bid. For construction contracts of $200,000 or more, the district must initiate a public bid process.